slightly a bit different with the weather. I think it's about 30 degrees back home and people having barbecues and on the beach. But you know, everyone thinks of Christmas as a cold time and white Christmas. I think of it a little bit different, but no, like I said, I've been here that many. They're always enjoyable.
It's funny now, but you have a completely different idea of Christmas now, don't you? Now you've been in England that long.
Yeah, you rug up and stay indoors and make sure you're nice and warm, but it's the complete opposite, I suppose. Yeah, I think my family Christmas Day will be outside most of the day and barbecue, or might head down to the beach or something, whereas over here it's a bit different. You're indoors and keep them warm and got the fire on, but it's something you get used to, and it's nice to experience both different types of Christmases.
So you're not hosting the rites for Christmas this year?
No, I'm not this year. It's first time actually for a while, so Mum and Dad are coming over, but they actually get here Boxing Day, so they fly out of Australia Christmas night and still manage to get here Boxing Day for our game. So Dad's happy. He likes getting as many games in as he can, and so is Mum. So it'll be good. It'll be nice to have him over.
I can just imagine that jet lag. It better be a good game Boxing Day.
Yeah, he'll probably just have a few beers and just watch the game, so he'll probably be all right. But no, I think they've done the flight that many times. They're used to it and they adapt quickly, and they wanted to make sure they could get to the game. So lucky for them, it's actually worked out really well.
The manager says you're training Christmas Day. Is that something you're all used to by now?
Yeah, I think it changes, I'm sure every lad here has been in on Christmas Day before, and sometimes it's off. So we're in. That's part of our job, and it's what we do. So obviously, important game for us, Boxing Day, and however the manager feels we need to prepare best for it, we'll do. So obviously, in Christmas Day, just heads down, work hard, and make sure we get the result we want Boxing Day.
It's been a really good three games for you, hasn't it? There were some headlines about you as players, about two players in particular, three games ago that nobody wants to go over and over and over about. Did you see it at all as a let's show everyone that we get on great? Everyone knows we get on great. We've had one blip and we need to get back on the pitch and show people.
Yeah, I think most people that know us as a group and as a group of lads, it's uncharacteristic, especially for them too as well. And some people say that sort of stuff happens in training all the time and you don't see it. In honesty, the group of lads we've got, that stuff doesn't really happen. Yeah, you have little arguments, but I think everyone does in life. And unlucky for them, it just happened to happen in front of a lot of people. And the serious side of it, we looked at it and it was frustrating that it happened. But soon enough, we were joking and laughing about it. And, you can never worry too much. We all make mistakes and we get on with it. And the way we've reacted and bounced back as a group of lads and as a squad, I think, has shown that that sort of stuff doesn't affect us. And it was forgotten about quickly. And I think that was the best way to go about it. Got on with it and move forward and make sure things were repaired. And that was the case.
You've been here longer than anybody else, and now you're in the last 6 months of your contract. Has that come as a disappointment to you, that is where the position is at this moment?
I've not thought about it, to be honest. I've just focused on football and head down and work hard, and that's all I've been doing.
Is it not strange by any circumstance that players want to know where they'll be, Bailey?
Not necessarily. Like I've always said, it's always about the next game, and that's how I've gone about things throughout my career, so I've not really thought about that, really.
Is there a deadline, or are you happy to get to May and just think about it all then?
My answer's still the same as what it has been. Nothing's changed.
But you're happy at Preston North End?
I'm happy. I'm enjoying myself and we're doing well. So that's all that matters.